When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Feisty, fearless, and fair. She's an Emmy-winning journalist from the White House to war zones, telling all sides of the story. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
I know your name is Rita, because your perfume is smelling sweet.
Tonight on The Rita Cosby Show, as police are preparing, it looks like, to storm, guess what, another college campus, UCLA in Los Angeles, because finally they figured it out that they need the police to come in to restore law and order, and people are camped out, they've barricaded in, apparently they're using zip ties and a whole bunch of other things, chains to block themselves down, these big wooden boards. And you can't make this up, but they also sent out this sort of list of things that they need. Get this. This is from the UCLA, University of California, Los Angeles. This is their list of demands for the protesters. Please be sure the donations are BDS compliant. In other words, don't have anything to do with Israel whatsoever. All right, urgent. Here's what they need urgently. They need headlamps, gas masks, shields. It sounds like they're peaceful protests, right? Wood for barriers, knee and elbow pads, super bright flashlights with strobes, large storage band, zip ties. Let's not forget about that. That's so important to have when you're doing a peaceful protest. Food, all right? No bagels. No bananas. I'm not sure about that. Maybe they don't like potassium. I'm not sure. No nuts. Vegan food. Gluten-free food. These are the things that they would like. Also, they say no sunscreen, no batteries, electric solar-powered generators. You can't make this up. This is their list of demands. These people are loony kazoony. And now police are planning to clear out that area after, we know in New York, hundreds of arrests. By the way, a glimmer of hope as we were talking about, and I'm so happy to hear this. This is my favorite sort of positive news story about all of these protests that's happened, especially in the last few days. University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. There was a moment where these flags, we were talking about the American flags being pulled down and replaced with Palestinian flags. And in some schools like Harvard and elsewhere, they were flying Palestinian flags for, in some cases, more than a few days. How disgusting is that? But not in North Carolina. Now, you guys know I've spent time in North Carolina and in South Carolina, right? And I went to University of South Carolina. I know the Carolinas very well, all right? And in University of North Carolina, get this, I love this. There was a group of patriotic frat brothers at the University of North Carolina that were protecting the stars and stripes from these pro-Hamas mob members that were trying to hoist the Palestinian flag. So they stood in the way, these kind of muscular frat guys stood around the flag, the American flag, because they knew that it was going to be a target. And they said to the protesters, no, 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 no. This American flag is going to stay. You're not going anywhere. You are not coming near this flag. You're not going to touch it. Too bad. And so they ended up saving America's flag. Can you imagine? I mean, it's like, what is this, like Hiroshima? You know what I mean? This is unbelievable what we're dealing with, you know? Iwo Jima putting up the American flag, you know? I mean, the fight that we are dealing with right now is unbelievable. and the vitriol against our country from within, or at least outside agitators coming from within. So here we are, and this group of Phi Kappa Phi, students at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, stood around the flag, protected the flag like it was, you know, cherished property, which it is. And guess what? They saved the flag. So then they had a GoFundMe page. Somebody set up a GoFundMe page saying, we want to celebrate because we saved the flag. Guess what? Tonight, I love this, more than $122,000 has been raised as of Wednesday afternoon. So in just a few short hours, $122,000 has been raised so far, so they can throw this frat the party that they deserve. Bravo, bravo. Maybe I'll make a donation after we hang up tonight because these guys are heroes. And that's what should happen on every single campus across this country. When I see these people kneeling when it turns out to be the American anthem, shame on them. Stand up. And when someone's going to rip the American flag down, sorry, this is our country. Don't you dare touch that flag. Bravo to the frat guys there at University of North Carolina. I love you and I appreciate you. I knew the Carolinas would come through with flying colors. And meantime, President Trump said it is important that police take back the streets. And he also calls out the president of Columbia University, the mothership that sort of triggered these protests all over the country. He called her out by name and said, boy, is she a weakling. Listen to this.
And, you know, you saw it last night. That's one good thing that really happened. You saw it last night because New York was under siege. And these people, they were intense. And Columbia University was a great school, you know, badly damaged, I think, reputationally. But the person that heads it up, a woman, she waited so long. She was so weak. She was so afraid. She was so bad. They could have done this with the tents, and it would have gone quickly and no problem. But they did an incredible job. They went into one of the big buildings, a beautiful landmark building. Boy, they got the hell beat out of it last night. You know, you're supposed to take care of those buildings. It took a beating. But the police came in exactly 2 hours, everything was over. It was a beautiful thing to watch. New York's finest. You saw them go up in ladders. You saw them go up in ladders to break in the windows and getting in. And that's dangerous because you don't know what's on the other side of that window. And they went and they knocked it out and they were incredible. They did a great job. New York's finest. And, you know, it's like that throughout the country. Chicago, great police. L.A., great police. I know so many of them. I know so many of the top people and the middle people. I see them all over. They're great and they can do the job, but we have to give them their power back.
Yeah, we have to give them the power back and also give them the respect because, boy, are the jobs tough. And here's a little bit more from President Trump, who was in Wisconsin, because he says kids deserve to be able to be educated without fear.
To every college president, I say remove the encampments immediately, vanquish the radicals, and take back our campuses for all of the normal students who want a safe place from which to learn.
Yeah, why are we not hearing that from the current commander-in-chief? Is it that tough? 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. By the way, they're a group, a bipartisan group of city politicians who are now fuming. And some are even suggesting that, guess what? Maybe Columbia University should have to pay for the NYPD. Why are taxpayers ultimately paying for NYPD to, quote, as the New York Post describes, babysit unruly Columbia students? It's a fair point because Columbia University, of course, had them go in last night. We were here live when all of that was happening at Hamilton Hall. And now they want to have sort of a permanent sort of on guard location there, at least for the next week or two. And guess what? It's taking officers at a time where we are really skeleton at the NYPD, just like many forces around this country, taking them away from patrolling other things like the subways and elsewhere where we could really use a lot of them. So why should taxpayers have to pay for it? Maybe the bill ultimately needs to go to Columbia University and say, you know what? You didn't get a handle on this. Anybody who needs our help, and I think almost every university probably does, thanks to the lackluster attempt at Columbia, because they saw what happened there and they thought, oh, they can get free rein anywhere now. But Columbia University, I think, shouldn't just have to pay their own bill. I think some of these other universities should send Columbia the bill, because Columbia has been so pathetic in their extending the deadline over and over and over again, creating, I think, this chaos in so many ways. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to Dom in Minnesota. Dom, your thoughts.
Rita, I never thought I'd say this, but I have to agree with some of what Stan said. No, he's right that the president can't do much in terms of sending troops, because these are private universities.
But you heard what I said. But you know what, Dom? I hear what you're saying. Where I disagreed with him, and I want to repeat it, there are conversations that are going on between governors across this country. And you know darn well, if the president says, hey, I'm about to send him in, you better accept, you better support this. That's not happening, I'm sure, clearly, because he's not doing anything. Also, what about federal funds? There's a lot of things you could go after.
You know, however, Joe Biden's silence in the matter is deafening and inexcusable. But what I really wanted to say is that Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley should suspend their egos and come out, join Vivek Ramaswamy and campaign for Trump, give him a 50-state victory in order to save the country from corn pop and the cannibals of Papua New Guinea.
Which one's the bigger threat, corn pop or the cannibals? Although the prime minister the prime minister wants an apology, essentially, from Papua New Guinea. I haven't heard from Corn Pop yet.
Yeah.
But you know what? Actually, Ron DeSantis, I think, just had dinner recently with Trump. And the word is they had a great, you know, he came out and essentially supported Trump already. Remember, as soon as he dropped out, we haven't heard from Nikki Haley, to your point.
Yep.
But I
think that's the problem, because the last point I want to make is I have decided to help these protesters and send them discount coupons from Cabela's for all their supplies.
but by the way, if you want to go get them food, I know you're talking about sporting goods, but if you want to get them food, make sure it's vegan and gluten free. OK,
you
believe that they need zip ties and gluten free food? One heck of a group of protesters, Dom. That is for sure. And everybody, we're going to continue your calls after the break. 1-800-848-9222. Dom is talking about cannibals and corn pop.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. This is The Rita Cosby Show.
And if you thought the protests were dying down, they are not. And in fact, police are ready to go in at UCLA, which saw some of the worst violence, I think, so far. They're on standby, and apparently it's been called an unlawful protest. I could have made that decision probably in about 5 seconds. I think when they're asking for zip ties and chains and boards, I would say it's an unlawful protest, you know? I mean, when you're fighting with other protesters, throwing chairs at each other, I'd say it's an unlawful protest. What has taken these people so long? And listen to this Columbia student and this student's call. Listen to this one.
We call on students and faculty worldwide to escalate their protests. To students and their supporters, academia is meant to advance our understanding of humanity. With Gaza as our metric, we call on you to resist this militant war-making status quo. You must create your own campus agitation. University business cannot continue as usual amidst a genocide. Rest assured that history will absolve many of us.
History will not. And guess what? Your future employers will not. There's a lot of reports about employers keeping track of a whole bunch of these people and saying, would you really want to hire somebody who talks about death to the Jews? You think they're going to be somebody who really gets along with their fellow colleagues? 1-800-848-9222. Let's go to BJ. BJ, your thoughts about all this.
So, Rita, this all happened when the adults who knew better told the children what laws they could and couldn't follow, and what laws they could obey and which laws they could ignore. So the notion that this couldn't have been stopped weeks ago is foolish from anyone, whether it be the fool in Forest Hills or Dom or anyone else. They could have come in weeks ago and shut this down. By the way,
hang on one second, though. In fairness to both of those, I hear what you're saying. That's not, I think they were thinking like, well, what could he do? Guess what? It absolutely could have encouraged, you know, law enforcement to go in and troops to go in, but also a clear message would have sent a resounding message throughout the university system. Yeah. Do not, like what we heard from Mayor Eric Adams. I mean, that was very strong. Don't touch my flag. Don't do this. Don't do that. I would have taken 1/10 of that. And this president has done nothing. It's really frightening, BJ.
Yeah. It's called enforcing the law. By the way, you know who said what I said to you initially? Ronald Reagan said that in 1966 when they seized Berkeley, and the egghead professors back then told them, oh, the parks are public grounds. They should be allowed to protest. This was not a protest. This was they laid siege to our universities around the country, not just in New York. 55% of the students at Columbia are foreign nationals. They were preaching hatred and death to America. Okay, so let's stop being politically correct and foolish here. And by the way, I just want to take a real quick moment to thank our police. God bless them. This is how they can do their job when they're allowed to. When they're stripped of their ability to, then we have chaos throughout the country.
Yeah, okay? You're right. You're right. Hey, BJ, real quick, and you may know, I think it was at Eisenhower who also called in the troops. Remember when there were civil rights violations? So guess what?
Yes,
this president could do it.
Yes, he could. He refused to because he wants the Muslim vote in 2024. And it's a very cynical play, and he was willing to put the lives of children at risk for it, because not all of these, some of these kids are just kids.
Right. And by the way, not even just past tense, future tense, BJ, because it's still going on. You're right. He is willing to throw them under the bus so he could get some votes.
Cosby is on.
Well, that sounds like the motto of protesters on Columbia, that they feel they can kind of go wherever. Yeah, they were arrested, but we're hearing that such a small amount of them actually got more than a slap on the wrist, and they've all been released already. And some of these, especially the ones when it's trespassing or destruction of property, why are we being so soft on them? And yet tomorrow, it's going to be another day in the Trump trial. Alvin Bragg, of course, this happened in Manhattan. Why is he not throwing the book at these protesters? He's too busy trying to throw the book on Trump for doing a social media post or criticizing witnesses or the judge or any of these things. He's too busy with that to go after people who might be trying to burn down campuses across this country. God forbid he focus on real crime. And in the middle of all of this, again, I want to play that comment from Mayor Eric Adams, because I say bravo, bravo, bravo to this mayor, because he said he was so proud that the NYPD replaced the Palestinian flag on the City University of New York campus with the American flag. And he is stepping up. Where is our president? He could take a cue from the mayor of New York.
And another significant part of the video was at the end. That's our flag, folks. Don't take over our buildings and put another flag up. That may be fine to other people, but it's not to me. My uncle died defending this country. And these men and women put their lives on the line. And it's despicable that schools will allow another country flag to fly in our country. So blame me for being proud to be an American. And I thank Commissioner Daughtry for putting that flag back up. We're not surrendering our way of life to anyone.
Bravo to the mayor of New York. We are not surrendering our way of life to anyone. That's a message that needs to be heard at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, where we are hearing crickets. And guess what? As if this isn't a stunning moment in history, guys, the White House is actually considering welcoming some Palestinians from war-torn Gaza as refugees. You cannot make it up. At a time right now where there are still so many Palestinians who still to this moment support Hamas, despite the fact that a lot of the money that was going into the Palestinian territories, Hamas just seized it and it never went to the people there. But after October 7th, there's been a lot of polls taking place in Gaza. And guess what? 72% of the Palestinians support Hamas and support what happened on October 7th. That is reprehensible. That's, again, not all the Palestinians. There's a lot of good Palestinians that are disgusted and unfortunately can't get out of Gaza or the grip of Hamas. But then there's a lot of people who voted in for Hamas in 2006 and continue to support them to this day. And now suddenly our president, who has a wide open southern border, is saying, hey, come one, come all. If you're a terrorist, a Hamas terrorist, why don't you come to America? Don't worry about, you know, coming through the border, our wide open southern border. We'll make sure we put you on a first class flight, essentially. Why don't we put them in, what, New York hotels, too, right? I mean, this is an extraordinary moment. This president hasn't done any executive orders to secure our border. He's done a lot to unsecure the border, because remember, he's taken off those ones that President Trump had in terms of remain in Mexico and a whole bunch of things that were keeping us safe. So President Biden's removed all these. He's not doing an executive order at this moment to seal the border or do anything like that that he could do in 5 seconds. But no, he is talking about the possibility of now having Palestinian refugees from Gaza come to America. That is just what we need right now, because there's not enough of these pro-Hamas sympathizers on college campuses. I guess we need to have the real deal. Is that it? I mean, this to me is disgusting. And it comes at a time where we are seeing some new numbers on these migrant paroled flights under President Biden. These secret flights, remember, that were coming in the dead of night and they were denying that there were any secret flights for the longest time. Turned out, obviously, there were a whole bunch of them. And it turns out the Department of Homeland Security under President Biden has processed more than 400,000 migrants via the mass parole program. And a huge bunch of them, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Houston, and of course, New York City. and they come from a variety of different countries into this country, including from places like Venezuela, Nicaraguans, Haitians, and also Cubans, flying in these secret flights in the dead of night, and most likely all of them will probably be allowed to stay here. And now he's going to add, can you believe it? Refugees from Gaza. That's what he wants to do at a time where we have college campuses. Is this guy, does he have a screw loose? I mean, honestly, at a time right now, we have protesters who are destroying America, trying to take down the American flag, and in some cases, successful at it, taking the American flag down, flying Palestinian flags on college campuses, saying, you know, America should burn in hell, and so should Israel. And now he wants to import potential terrorists that he can't even vet anybody on the border. How's he going to vet these people? There is no way. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. This president and his policies don't cease astound us every single day. How's that? Or disgust us in this case, or frighten me in this particular case. Let's go to Sandra, line one. Sandra, your thoughts.
Well, you covered everything I was going to say. I was going to say, Rita, that, you know, we're all focused on what's happening here in the city, rightfully so. Perfect time to forget about the illegal immigrants. And then, like you said, I learned too today that he wants to bring Gaza refugees here into this country. They won't even take them in the Middle East. They won't accept them, but Biden will accept them. They'll bring, like, you know, their relatives once they get here, and the problems there will become the problems here. And also, you know, so that's troubling to me that he wants. I'm not surprised, though. He wants to ruin this country. He's doing a great job. But on a positive note, I wanted to say that the Time magazine had Donald Trump on the cover, Rita. I recommend everybody read the beautiful interview that was given to Donald Trump. He covers everything in the interview: immigration, foreign affairs, abortion, other details, economy. He covers it so well. So if people don't get a chance to see rallies and newscasts or get to see him, they can read it. I like reading what he says sometimes.
Yeah, we'll definitely take a look at that. Sandra, you're breaking up a little bit, but I heard what you said, that there's an article. And of course, typical, a lot of people and some of the mainstream media, if you will, are pulling a little excerpts and, of course, taking it out of context. Just like, remember where he said a bloodbath, and they said, oh, he wants a bloodbath. That's not what he said. He was saying it's going to be an economic bloodbath with the cars, you know, with the auto industry, you know, if Biden is in office because of all the EVs, that it'll kill the, you know, auto industry. And so they take it on, he wants a bloodbath. Same thing is going on, by the way. So everybody has to check out how they're taking that Time magazine article out of context, too. 1,000%. Let's go to Veronica in Maryland. Veronica.
Hey, Rita. My concern is these orchestrated protests that are horrible. I hope it's not a well-orchestrated distraction so that we don't have a terror attack behind this.
That's an interesting. So what, we're focused on this and then something else is in the works? Is that what you're believing?
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? You very well may be right, because I'm telling you, I feel like they are definitely draining resources. And you're right. A lot of times that happens. It's like, let's keep law enforcement busy here while we're working over here. And you see the protesters even doing that on a lower level than a terrorist attack. You see them, like, suddenly, you know, they're all the protesters are here in one group, and then they scatter to another. They take the subway. They go to another location. And surprise, surprise, they're 20 blocks away or 50 blocks away, and then police have to run there. So you're right. And that's sad. And at a time where we have depleted resources, that is a real, real concern. I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is really scary. Let's go to Ernest in Connecticut. Ernest, your thoughts.
Good evening. These protesters, during the January 6th, the law enforcement cracked down on the cell phones and to see where you were during January 6th, who was communicating with who. We need to find out the line of communication with these protesters. Who's giving their marching orders? Where are they getting their funding? You know, this it's well-planned, well-coordinated. There's something that we don't know. You know, these people in government are communists, and we need to find out who's giving the orders.
Yeah, by the way, Ernest, that's a good point, because you're right. After January 6th, it's like if you sneezed around Washington, D.C., they're going to haul you in. And remember, they look to see what stores you bought, Cabela's and Bass Fish Shops or Pro Shops. Remember, it was like any of those things, God forbid. You know darn well they could say, hey, let's take a look at your phones. Let's look at this. Let's look at your social media. Because apparently there may be some orders. And you're right. Who's buying all these like fancy $500 brand new tents? Because it's not like these students can suddenly all chip in $500 plus. Go ahead, Ernest. Go ahead. Part two.
And strip their federal funding. No more federal funding for these colleges. I'll be darned if our tax dollars are funding the feeding the people who are spitting in our faces. No more federal funding for these schools. Period. That with that no, was it number six? I forget. Anyway, there's a law on there that if you discriminate.
Yep, Title VI.
Title VI, exactly.
Yeah, bravo. I agree, Ernest. You're right. Pull the funds because it's un-American, so they shouldn't receive American dollars. I 1,000% agree with you. Let's go to Norm. Norm, line two.
Yeah, hi, Rita. Yeah, no bagels for those protesters.
Norm, you sound like you're in a tunnel.
Jeez. I just said
Norm,
no bagels.
Norm, yeah, I heard no bagels for the protesters. I heard that part. Can you believe that is one of the things that they want? They're like, here's their list. Vegan food, this, no bagels. That they actually have it on a list that is being distributed of what their demands are. Gluten-free food, too, you know? Maybe they need some bok choy. Maybe we need to put some of that in there, too. Give me a break. I'm with you. I couldn't believe that. Anthony in Queens, your thoughts.
Hi, good evening.
Go ahead, Rita. Anthony. Go ahead.
I believe that President Trump will win, and he will execute martial law. I think it's coming. I see it. And the First Amendment is not absolute. They're breaking the law. They're using violent adjectives in their speeches. And if the average person spoke in that manner, we'd be incarcerated and prosecuted.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The average person would get the book thrown at them. 1,000%. I agree. Let's go to Fran real quick. Fran, your thoughts.
Hey, Rita, how you doing? Love you, man. You do a great job. The bottom line is this. America, half of America voted for all this garbage. The Democrats in New York, most of them are Jewish. A lot of them are Jewish. They all voted for Democrats in New York. They reap what they sow. This is disgusting what's going on. It's an absolute disgrace. But this is what New Yorkers, Manhattanites, all voted for.
And you're right. By the way, Fran, you are correct. A quick question. You think they'll think otherwise next time they go to the voting booth?
I pray to God they do, but how did he not win the last election? I'm so scared that I don't. Why is he going to win this one? I don't see how they don't steal this one. They do everything they can. How is the Clinton Foundation not under scrutiny, not under investigation? And Trump's whole family is. It's absolutely despicable, disgusting, and ludicrous. 7:70 a.m. is what we need.
Thank you very much, Fran. I heard what you said, 7:70. And listen, we are so proud at WABC, of course, our flagship here, because our motto is common sense. Speak the truth. Forget Republican, Democrat, just be American and care about this country. And you're right. I pray to God that when people go to the voting booth next time, that they really step up. Because they got to. They got to say, wait a minute. Do I want to vote for the same person who didn't even condemn these protests, didn't stop it, trash the police, wanted to defund the police? There's a lot there. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-9222. And now to our support our heroes.
The Rita Cosby Show presents Support Our Heroes.
And this is the Tunnel to Towers Foundation Support Our Heroes segment with a beautiful story from Calabash, North Carolina. At 105 years old, a man was honored as the last living World War II veteran in that town. You could say that World War II veteran Leah Harmuz has seen it all. He's lived through our nation's most historic moments. And again, most specifically, World War II, and he's lived to tell the tale. Harmuz served with the U.S. Army in 1942 before shipping off to Omaha Beach shortly after the historic D-Day Allied invasion in Normandy. He didn't get there till 2 weeks after D-Day, but it was still a very hot zone. Now the veteran is being celebrated again as the last living veteran in that town. By the way, overall, there are 119,000 World War II vets in the entire United States still alive today. And the commander of the local VFW said that veteran Harmuz is ours. He's our last. We don't have another one. And that means a lot. We deeply, deeply cherish him. And you know how much we love our members of the greatest generation and these incredible pieces of history and heroism that still live among us. And everybody, be sure to support America's military and first responder heroes. All you have to do is donate $11 a month to the great Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Go to T2T.org, T2T.org.
You're listening to The Rita Cosby Show. It's The Rita Cosby Show.
And let's go to your calls. Joaquin, your thoughts about what's going on.
You know, Rita, it's really amazing that while this is all going on, they're flooding Florida with illegal immigrants. They've flown 150,000 into the city of Miami alone. And then, of course, they're talking about bringing Palestinians into the United States. And I'm glad to hear something. I've been listening to you guys for a while now since I switched over from Hannity. And I've been listening to Cats and Cars.
Awesome.
And I'm glad to hear the evolution I've been hearing that you guys are really starting to see that this is deliberate. This is not accident. This is not incompetence. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah, I agree. Because how could you can't be that dumb. You know, I mean, it's obvious when you see what's and the fact, you know, Joaquin, that he's looking at bringing in people, Palestinians from Gaza, where, again, 72% of the Palestinians support Hamas. Again, not everybody does, but obviously a huge bunch. And would you trust this regime, this administration to be able to vet them? Heck no. It's really scary. Really, really scary. Joaquin, thank you for the nice words, too. And I'm so glad you're tuning in. Cats and Cosby, everybody, 5 to 6 p.m. on WABC Radio. And you can listen on WABCRadio.com. It is an awesome show. Thank you, Joaquin. I appreciate it. Jacqueline, real quick. Go ahead, Jacqueline.
Hi, Rita. I heard today that Mayor Giuliani and Bernie Kerik were talking about how the police do not have to be invited onto these campuses, even if it's private property. If these rioters are committing crimes, which they are,
yep,
they're harassing Jewish students, they're threatening them, they can do their job. It's Mayor Adams' fault for not allowing them to do so.
Now, and you know what? You know what's interesting? And destroying property. If you destroy property, if you commit, quote, a crime, then they can step in. The problem is, if the university presidents don't want them, then it's a bit more adversarial. They got to all quash it together.